Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Rosh Hashanah daf Chaf Hei. We left off in daf Chaf Dalet Amud Beis at the Gemara, the Mishnah rather, at the bottom of daf Chaf Dalet Amud Beis. Today's share is sponsored by Dr. David Lander, in honor of his wife and children, also by Vivian and Menachem Rosenberg and family to commemorate the Shloshim of Menachem's father, Yisrael ben Avraham Moshe Zichron Levracha, on the 29th of Cheshvan, also by Ellen and Avi Freilich to commemorate the yahrzeit of Avi's mother, Yehudit Freilich, Yehudit Bas Rav Reuven Alea Shalom, which is this Wednesday, which is, I guess that's today, and also by Moshe Rachelsman, L'zchus Rufua Shlema, for all Cholim in Klal Yisrael, and also anonymously in honor of the A Time Shasathon, which is a wonderful initiative hoping to support couples who struggle with infertility. I'm actually participating this year in the A Time Shasathon together with Rabbi Shai Schechter. So we thank all the sponsors very much for the sponsorship, and we are holding, as I said, on Daf Chav Dalet Amud Beis at the Mishnah on the bottom of the page. The Mishnah is going to discuss two cases that Rabbi Gamliel was Mekabel Eidus and others were not Mekabel Eidus, so it led to some controversy as to whether it should or should not have been Rosh Chodesh. And that leads to the story of Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Yeshua, because Rabbi Yeshua thought that Yom Kippur was a different day than Rabbi Gamliel thought it was. And Rabbi Gamliel, being the Rosh HaSanhedrin, was able to require Rabbi Yeshua to be Mechalel what he thought was in fact Yom Kippur. And then the Gemara is going to have cases of the moon appearing late, but still they needed to be Mekadesh the Chodesh. And then the Gemara is going to talk about how Rabbi Akiva was Menachim Rabbi Yeshua, that I know Rabbi Yeshua that you're going to have to do Malacha and you're going to have to carry your money and your walking stick on a day that you hold as Yom Kippur, but he gave him words of Nechama, why that's okay. The Gemara is then going to discuss the notion of Yeridas HaDoros, how different leaders in different generations are meant for their particular generation, and Yiftach Bedoro, Kishmuel Bedoro, etc. And then, therefore every Jewish leader should be respected in their generation. And then Be'ezras Hashem will begin the third parak of Maseches Rosh Hashanah. And we're going to talk about when Beis Din themselves sees the new moon, what do they do as far as Eidos? Can the Beis Din themselves be the Eidim? And how might depend on the time of day that they saw it? We're going to discuss the principle of Eid Nasadayan or Ein Eid Nasadayan, that if a person is an Eid Hameid, a person is an Eid who actually says Eidos, he then can't turn around and be a Dayan in the same case. So let's begin with the Mishnah on the bottom of Chaf Dalet Amud Beis. So the Mishnah reads as follows: Ma'aseh Shabo Shnayim Va'amru Re'inu Shachris B'Mizrach. The story was, two Eidim came in front of Beis Din and they said, we saw the new moon in the morning in the eastern side of the sky, and Va'arvis, and then in the evening close to Shkia, we saw the moon B'Marav, on the western side of the sky. Amru B'Yachmanuri Eidei Shekareim. It cannot be, because that the moon would travel that quickly from morning to evening, from the east all the way to the west. But when they came to Yavna, Rabbi Gamliel had no problem with the Eidos. He was Mekabel the Eidos, because since sometimes the Levana comes Biderach Kitzara, sometimes it travels on a quicker path, it will be able to go from Mizrach to Mariv, even in the span of only 12 hours. That is the way Rashi reads that line of the Mishnah. However, Rashi then quotes his Rebbeim, who read that line of the Mishnah differently. And the way they read that line of the Mishnah is that Maisav Shabo Shnayim Vamru Re'inuhu not the new moon. We saw the old moon before the Molad, Shachris B'Mizrach, in the morning, on the eastern side of the sky, Va'arvis, and then later in the afternoon, close to Shkia, we saw the new moon after the Molad, B'Marav, on the western side of the sky. Am Rabbi Yochanan Menuri, Eidei Shekareim. And that's where Rabbi Yochanan Menuri says, can't be that in between the old moon and seeing the sighting of the new moon, there's going to be less than 24 hours that are going to pass, because it's 24 hours, the Levana is Mischasa, and it's not seen at all. There is a 24-hour period where it's simply not visible before it emerges again as the new moon. So Kshabal the Yavna came to Rabbi Gamliel, but still, when they came to Yavna, Rabbi Gamliel was Mekabalit, because he holds that sometimes it can be that you'll see the new moon less than 24 hours after the last sighting of the old moon, even though it's not so common. But Rabbi Gamliel knew that his cheshbon was correct, that day was supposed to be Rosh Chodesh, and therefore he was willing to accept it. And then another story happened, and now we're back on track where Rashi agrees with his Rebbeim how to read the rest of the Mishnah. Another story happened where two people came, and they said, we saw it on the 30th night, and they were made in front of Beis Din, and they were Makabel the Reidus, and they also saw it the following night, which is the 31st night, where it was supposed to be seen, because it was no one else saw it the previous night. So I'm sorry, Ubaleli Buro lo nira. And on the following night, where obviously it should have been seen, because if it was there the previous night, it's not going to disappear on the 31st night. But Ubaleli Buro lo nira, no one was able to see it on the 31st night. So luchora, that would be a raya that when the Edom said they saw it on the 30th night, they were lying, because how could it be that it just disappeared? And Kiblan Ramagamliel accepted it anyway, because his cheshbon had it that the moon was supposed to appear on the 30th night, so he's mekabel the Edom that said that they saw it on the 30th night. Where'd it go on night 31? It must be that it was a cloudy night or something like that. He was mekabel the Edom anyway. At least that's the way some of the Rishonim understand why he was mekabel the Edom. Balamar writes, no, it was Edom Sheker. He was they fooled him, and that night they were lying. And that night that with that Edom, Rabbi Gamliel didn't Rambam Gamliel didn't have an independent cheshbon that the Edus was right. He was somich on that re'iyah. But since we darshan atem afilu shogin, atem afilu mutayin, atem afilu mezidin, so Rambam Gamliel said, okay, but once we've established it, and once we said that it's a kiddush hachodesh, so it's a kiddush hachodesh. So that's the way the Baal Amor understands, that they were liars, and that there's obviously no way a new moon is going to appear one night and then disappear the next night. However, the Rambam and the Bartanura say that Rambam Gamliel knew his cheshbon was correct, and it was supposed to appear on the 30th night, and that's why he was mekabel the Edom, and they weren't really liars. And it could just be the reason it didn't appear on the following night was that the following night was a cloudy night. The Radvaz explains that when the Gemara says Pam Babiksar, Pam Barucha, that's explaining this Maisa as well. That's why Rambam Gamliel was mekabel, because Al Pi Cheshbono, it could be that even though it was appeared on night 30, but on night 31 it's not going to appear, because it's set quickly below the horizon before nighttime, because sometimes it just travels very quickly. That's a third possible explanation of what exactly happened. That it wasn't that it was a cloudy night, it's that it could actually be that you're not going to see the moon on the following night. Anyway, Amar Rabbi Dosa ben Urkinus, Rabbi Dosa ben Urkinus said to Rabbi Gamliel, Eidei Shekarein, how could you be mekabel this? They're obviously lying. If it didn't appear on night 31, obviously it's not, the Eidos was not correct. How can you testify about a woman that she gave birth and then the next day you see that she's still pregnant? It obviously doesn't work. The baby doesn't go in that direction. So over here also, it doesn't go in that way. It doesn't go that the moon is going to disappear. So Rabbi Yeshua said to Rabbi Dosa, I think you are correct that Rabbi Gamliel never should have accepted this Eidos, and therefore Rosh Chodesh is Yom Shloshim Ve'echad and not Yom Shloshim, and Rabbi Gamliel is incorrect. So Rosh Chodesh is really a day later. So since Rabbi Yeshua held like Rabbi Dosa ben Hurkinis, and he held that they should not have made it on Yom Shloshim, Shalach Rabbi Gamliel sent a message to Rabbi Yeshua, Gozarni Alecha, Shetavu Etzli B'makolcha B'mosecha, I'm making a gzeira on you that you have to come to me with your walking stick and with your money, B'yom HaKippurim Shechalios B'cheshboncha, on the day that you hold is Yom Kippur, on the day that you hold should have been Yom Kippur, meaning on day 40, I mean, if you count day 31 as the first day of the month, day 40, what that is going to be, what you hold is Yom Kippur. Halach Mitzvah Rabbi Akiva Meitzar. So Rabbi Yeshua was sent to deliver this message, and he found Rabbi Akiva was sad, or Stam, when Rabbi Yeshua went to visit, when Rabbi Akiva went to visit Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Akiva saw that Rabbi Yeshua was sad. So Amar Lo, Rabbi Akiva said, Yeshli Lilmot Shekol Mashas Rabbi Gamliel, Asi, I have a limud from Psukim, that don't worry, whatever Rabbi Gamliel did is valid. Once he's Mekadesh the Chodesh on Yom Shloshim, that becomes Rosh Chodesh for all of Klal Yisrael, even if he's wrong. Shnemer Elam Adai Hashem Mekray Kodesh Ashatikru U Osam, and we darshin Bein Bizmanan Bein Shalom Bizmanan. Whether Bezin was Koveya the Moadim on the right time or not the right time,
Eli Madus Ela Elu. The only Madus that we have are the ones that the Beis Din gives us, and therefore it's valid, even though it's not correct. Balo Eitzel Rabbi Dosa Ben Rukinus. Rabbi Yeshua, still not sure of himself, went to Rabbi Dosa Ben Rukinus, who's the one that first pointed out that they were Eidei Sheker. Samalos, Rabbi Dosa Ben Hirkinus said, "In Bayin Anu Lod Nachar Beis Din Shlom Gamliel. If we're going to start questioning the Beis Din of Gamliel, Tzrichin Anu Lod Nachar Kol Beis Din Beis Din Shomim Mils Moshe Ve'Ad Achshav. We're going to have to question every Beis Din that ever existed from the times of Moshe Rabbeinu until now. Shenemer Vayal Moshe Ve'Ar Nadav Aviu V'Shivim Mizikne Yisrael." The pasuk describes Moshe, Aaron, Nadav, Avihu, and then just generally 70 Ziknei Yisrael. Why doesn't the Torah identify the names of the Zikanim? The Torah is not shy about giving long lists of names throughout everywhere else. We have all the generations at the end of Bereishis, Parshas Bereishis. We have all the countings of in Bamidbar. The Torah gives long lists of names all the time. So why was the Torah not willing to give us the names of these Shivim Zikanim? Elamichakol Shoshal Shoshal. To tell us attitudinally how we're supposed to look at a Beis Din, that every time you see a Beis Din that's in charge, you have to view it as the Beis Din, as authoritative as the Beis Din of Moshe Rabbeinu. And that's why it doesn't tell us the names of these people, because if it were to tell us the names of these giants who were among the 70, anytime we have a Beis Din, we're going to say they're not Moshe, they're not Aaron, they're not Nadav, they're not Avihu, and they're not any of the 70 people. They're not as great as any of those people. Why do I have to listen to them? So the Torah keeps them anonymous. How do you know they're not as great? You don't even know who the 70 people are. So you have to listen to the Beis Din of your time, even though you don't see them as being as great as previous generations. So Rabbi Yeshua was Makabal Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Dosa's advice, and not a Makalum also Biado. He took his walking stick, he took his money, and he went to Yavne, to Rabbi Gamliel, on the day that he thought should have been Yom Kippur. Amr Rabbi Gamliel Neshakal Rosh. Rabbi Gamliel got up and he kissed him on his head. Amr Lo Rabbi Gamliel said to Rabbi Yeshua, Bo Bishalom Rabbi Vitalmidei. That he greeted him as his Rabbi and his Talmud. Rabbi b'chachma, you're my Rabbi in chachma, that you are wiser than I, v'talmidei shekabal tas tevarei, but you are my Talmud because you are willing to accept my psak and to follow it even though you think that it's incorrect. That's what the Achronim point out, that there's a Gemara Maseches Brachos that says you're not supposed to say lech bishalom, you're supposed to say lech lishalom. Lech bishalom is when you're sending someone to their death, so you say lech lishalom, but apparently that's only by lech, but bo bishalom is okay, because that's how Rabbi Gamliel greeted Rabbi Yeshua, and that's why the Rav Shlomo Alkovitz, when he wrote L'Chadodi, was perfectly fine writing Bowie Bishalom. That because it's Bo, it's not Lech, and whenever it's Bo and not Lech, apparently it's okay to say Bishalom. Now the Ramban writes that when we say Gazarni Alech Shtavosi, Rabbi Gamliel said, "I'm making a gzera that you have to come to me." So the Ramban writes that this is what the Medrash refers to when it says that afilu omlchal small shu yamin val yamin shu small, that the requirement to listen to the chacham is so great that even if the chacham tell you your right is your left or your left is your right, you have to listen to them, because that's the mitzvah that we have from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that a person bal machloka shouldn't say, how can I be matir for myself? I know that it's incorrect. I know that they're doing something wrong. So no, that's part of the mitzvah, and that's what Rabbi Yeshua did with Ram Gamliel on the Yom Kippur shechalios b'chashbono. This is what the Ramban writes in Shorish Aleph of Sefer HaMitzvos, that he uses this as a raya that afilu amr lachal yamin shu smol val smol shehu yamin, that even if the Beis Din, according to you, the Beis Din is making a terrible mistake, you still have to listen to them. So the Maariz Chayis wonders that Kiddush HaChodesh is clearly different. We have a drasha atem afilu shogin, atem afilu mezidin, atem afilu mutayin. How do you bring a raya from Kiddush HaChodesh to everywhere else in the Torah? We don't have such a drasha when it comes to all the other mitzvos in the Torah. In the Sefer Divrei Sofrim, he writes that it could be that the Ramban was swayed by the reason that the Mishnah offered of Yiftach Bedoro Kishmul Bedoro, and that applies in Kol HaTorah Kula. Or it could be that the Ramban was only giving an example, but he wasn't trying to bring a raya necessarily. It was an example that he was trying to bring rather than a raya. Right? That's the question. It's not so pashut that when people tell you, when a great gadol paskins a shaila, and you know that they're wrong, that you're supposed to listen to them. That's a din in Kiddush HaChodesh. But by other areas of halacha, most of the Rishonim assume that if they're wrong, they're wrong. Then you're not allowed to, if you know how to paskin the shaila yourself, and you know that they're wrong, you're not allowed to listen to them. You're not allowed to follow a mistaken psak, if you know that it's incorrect. Anyway, so he told them he has to come with two things, with his walking stick and with his money. Why both? So the Aruch HaNar explains that the Gemara in Krisus tells us that there's a suffek whether there are a dinim of Hotza'a on Yom HaKippurim, Yesh Erev L'Hotza'a B'Yom HaKippurim, or not. So therefore, just to come with the walking stick wouldn't have done it, because it could be that he holds that it's Yom Kippur, but Ein Erev L'Hotza'a, Yom HaKippurim, so he's going to come with his walking stick. And therefore he said, no, you also have to come with your money, because the money is Muktza, whether you hold the Erev L'Hotza'a or not. So you also have to come with the money. And he didn't tell him to just come with the money, because then it wouldn't be something that's so public, that's so obvious. Most people keep their money in a pouch, in a wallet, something that's covered up that people aren't going to be able to see. So he said, I want you to come with a walking stick also that everybody should be able to see. But Rabbi Yeshua did even more than Rabbi Gamliel had requested of him. He took his money biyado, it says. He took his money in his hand. That's not the way people normally carry money. People normally put it in a wallet. Why did he take it in his hand? To be mefarsim that he's carrying the money. So that's Rabbi Yeshua went even further than what Rabbi Gamliel had asked him. So the Gemara now says as follows. Says the Gemara, Tanya, Amalam Ramliel Lacham. Ramliel says to the Chum, the reason I was Makabal the Edom that say that they saw the old moon in the morning and the new moon in the evening, at least the way Rashi's Rebbeim learned that first line in the Mishnah, that they saw the moon prior to the Molad in the morning and they saw the moon after the Molad in the evening, is Kach Mukublani Mi Beis Aviaba. I have a family tradition that Pam Shababa Aruka, Pam Shababa Ksara, that sometimes the moon comes slowly and it doesn't travel quickly, and therefore it's not going to be seen until after 24 hours since it disappeared, and sometimes it comes more quickly and therefore it's possible that you could see it less than 24 hours from the last time it was seen before the Chidush HaLevana. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, my time at Debei Rebbe, Tichsiv, Asa Yareach L'Moadim Shemesh Yada Mevo'o. Hashemesh Hud Yada Mevo'o, Yareach Lo Yada Mevo'o. We are darshan that the sun has a kavua path that it goes in Shemayim and that it never changes, but the Areach, the moon, apparently doesn't have such a kavua path in Shemayim, and sometimes it comes Baruka, and sometimes it comes B'Ketzara. Rabbi Chia Chazil L'Siara Tavakai B'Tzafra De'esem V'Tisha. Rabbi Chia saw once the moon that it appeared in the beginning of the morning of the 29th day of Elul. So Shakal Kala Patakbe, he took a piece of a clod of earth and he threw it at the moon. Amar, Lu'or Tabin L'Kedushebach, the night of the 30th night, we need to be Mekadesh L'Chodesh, so that it will be Rosh Hashanah. V'at Kaim Asacha, and you're standing over here, meaning we need to be Mekadesh L'Chodesh on the 30th day of Elul in order to be Marchik Yom HaKippurim from Shabbos. So if I'm still seeing the old moon on this morning, I'm not going to be able to see the new moon by tonight. We need to be ma'ayim the edim to testify in order that we're able to get the new moon to get Rosh Chodesh on time. So, but no one's going to testify if everyone saw the old moon in the morning. So we're not even going to be able to be ma'ayim the edim because everyone's going to realize that it's a lie. So zil ikasi. Go and cover yourself up. Go hide behind the clouds or something. Some of the Rabbi Chia, who was the Nasi, said to Rabbi Chia, Zil Ein Tov, go to a place called Ein Tov, V'kachei Li'archem, be Mekadesh L'Chodesh on the 30th day. And he said to go to this other place because he didn't want everyone in their city saw the old moon on the 29th day. So he's not going to be able to be Mekadesh L'Chodesh on the 30th day. V'shalach Li Simana, and then send me a simon that in fact you're Mekadesh L'Chodesh, and the simon that you're Mekadesh L'Chodesh is David Melech Yisrael Chai V'Kayim. Right? We say David Melech Yisrael Chai V'Kayim by Kiddush Levana. What does David Melech Yisrael Chai V'Kayim have to with Kiddush Levana? David HaMelech is Nimshal to the Levana, because the Pasuk says, V'chisok HaShemesh Negdi K'yarech Yikon Olam. So David HaMelech is a Mashal to the moon, so that's going to be the the code word that they've been Mekadesh the Chodesh. What's this thing about throwing dirt at the moon and screaming at it and telling it to follow your instructions? So is that thing that the Amoraim were in the practice of doing? So the Ritva writes that love Dafka. It's just a dramatic way of describing what he was saying. And that's what the Rambam writes in his Perush HaMishnayis that it's not because it helps to say things. It's just a derech mashal. However, in the Masoros HaShas, he brings a girsa that say va'ozla v'ichsi, that it was a mice and nisim, that the moon then listened, that it went and it covered itself up, and that's what the Yerushalmi says in the second parak of Rosh Hashanah. That Rabbi Avin mashdi lavi tzurarin v'amr l'kula tavis b'nei marich b'ramsha anan bayon tichmi micha va'at mischami micha miyad isbolam in komoi. That the Yerushalmi says right away it listened and it hid away. So you see that apparently it worked. And then he said, okay, so send the message, David Melech Yisrael Chai V'Kayim. The Ramah quotes in Hilchos Kiddush Levana, in Simon Tav Chav Vav, that we're Noag and Lomar, David Melech Yisrael Chai V'Kayim, because his Malchus is Nimshal to the Levana, and also this Chadish Kamosa, and Knesset Yisrael is going to come back to attach itself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, just like the moon is Mischadish with the sun. So the Bir Alacha says that the Prichada, in the name of the Prichadash, that this is has a smach from our sugya, that Shalach Lisimana, Dov Melch Yisrael, Chai V'Kayim, like Rashi over here says, and like the Gemara over here says. So you see that Minag Yisrael that we say in a Kiddush Levana is based on a Gemara. Also, the Achronim point out that Dov Melch Yisrael, Chai V'Kayim is B'Gematria Rosh Chodesh. Ooh, so that's an additional parperis that we could take with us. Okay, so says the Gemara further now. Where we leave off. One time it was very cloudy. Nearest the Muslim on the Basim Vitisha the Chodesh, Kasur Ma'amlom Rosh Chodesh. So what looked like a moon appeared on the 29th day of Elul, and everyone thought that it was Rosh Chodesh. And they saw the new moon. Ubikshu Bezin the Kacho. So Bezin wanted to be Makadesh Rosh Chodesh and to say, Makudash Makudash. Amelam Rim Gamliel, Kach Makablain Bez Aviyabas. Rim Gamliel says, no, I have a tradition. Ein Chidush Shalavana, Pchusameas Vitisha Yom. That between one Malad Alavana and the following Malad Alavana, meaning a lunar month, a full lunar month, is 29 days and 12 hours and 793 Chalakim. What are Chalakim? They take an hour and they divide an hour into 1,080 parts. So 793 Chalakim is 793 parts of 1,080. So it's not Shaykh that you're going to see the new moon on the 29th day itself, because you didn't have 29 days and 12 hours and 793 chalakim passed since the last Molad Alavana. V'osa yom mesa imushal ben Zaza, and that day happened to be the day that the mother of Ben Zaza died. V'hispid Rem Gamliel hesped gadol. Rem Gamliel held the big hesped. Lomnei shuriel kach. She wasn't really rotwe to have such a huge hesped. She wasn't like a gadol dar or anything. El kadei shiedu am shalokitshu bezin sechodesh. It was a way of making a demonstration that bezin was not makadish the chodesh, because as long as you're saying a hesped, that's a raya that it's not Rosh Chodesh, because Allah is that you don't say a spedim on Rosh Chodesh. Minig nowadays is that wouldn't be such a good raya, because a lot of times that now the minig is, it seems to be that when there's a levaya on Rosh Chodesh, they get up and they say you're not supposed to say a spedim on Rosh Chodesh, so we're only going to say a few words, and then they say a spedim for hours. That's not really proper. You're not supposed to do that. You're not supposed to say a spedim on Rosh Chodesh. So the Ramban in Torah Sadam writes lom neshiruya he lehesped gadol el kadeh, meaning that don't assume shiruil kach is because we're not meaning Ramban says don't think for a moment that she wasn't royal kach because we're not masbid nashim. We are masbid nashim. It's just loyer shiruil lehesped gadol. She's not royal for hesped gadol. It's such a strange thing to even have a havamina that we're not masbid nashim. What's the first hesped in the Torah? Ve'yava Avram l'spod l'sara v'liv kosa. So this past week's parsha that Avram Avinu came to spoke the Sarah. So obviously you say a hesped for women. The Gra, however, says that it sounds like she wasn't royal the hesped klal, but if she was rotwi for a hesped, he would have been masped her, and that's because we are masped nashim. Meaning that it's also right that you are masped nashim. But he says that when we say that lom neshuril kach means she wasn't royal for a hesped, but if she would have been royal for for a hesped, then even without the tzorech of making a public demonstration, he would have given a hesped. But you see, all of these achronim are trying to bring funny rayas from our Gemara that you're allowed to be masbid nashim. Torah Tzimim points out, it's so strange. It's a pasuk that Avraham Avinu was masbid Sarah. So he said, maybe there's no raya for a hesped of a husband on a wife, because eini shemesa ela labayla, that the loss is felt so acutely by a husband, ishto kigufo, that maybe that would be different. But maybe if a woman didn't have a husband, or her husband predeceased her, maybe then there would be no chiv of hesped for an isha. And that's why the achronim bring all of these rayas, that no, we are masbid nashim. It's just, why would we think not to be masbid nashim? Okay, you gave me a svara why sari yimenu might be different, because there was it was a husband wife situation. But why would we think not to be masbid nashim? So Pashto says it's because of what the achronim say is because of kavod ames, that as much as we try to do a burial as soon as possible, so part of the kavod is not to leave a body out and mutal b'bizayon. So since there's a higher sensitivity to the tznius of a woman, so one might think that even b'misasa we should just try to bury her as quickly as possible. So that's why kamash malan, all of these rayos that were maspid women. Okay, says the Mishnah, halach mutzar Rabbi Kiva meitzar. So we found him that he was sad. Rabbi Kiva found Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shua met each other and he was sad. So yibayilu me meitzar. Who was sad? Rabbi Akiva meitzar or Rabbi Shua meitzar? Who was in distress? Was it Rabbi Akiva that was in distress or Rabbi Shua that was in distress? So Tashma, the Tanya, halach Rabbi Akiva matzal Rabbi Yeshua kshu meitzar. Rabbi Akiva went and he saw that Rabbi Yeshua was in distress. So Amalo, Rabbi Akiva said to Rabbi Shua, Rabbi, mipnei ma'ata meitzar, why are you in distress? Amalo, Akiva, ra'ui lo, sheyipol, Lamita Shnemas or Chodesh, that Rabbi Yeshua deserves, he speaks about himself, that he should be in a sickbed for 12 months, Va'al Yigzor Alav Gzeirazu, that I shouldn't have to be Gozer this Gzeira on you, that you have to walk with your walking stick and with your money belt on the day that you, Rabbi Yeshua, hold his Yom Kippur. Samalei, Rabbi, Tarsheni Lomar Lefnecha Dover Echad Shlimad Tani, maybe you can let me tell you something that you taught me. Samalo, Emar, Rabbi Yeshua said, go ahead. Amarlo, Rabbi Kiva said, Arayu Omer, the Pasuk says, Atem, Atem, Atem shalosh pa'amim. Torah says three times Atem. In Parshas Emor, it says Asher Tikro Osam three times, and it's written Chaser. So we read it as if it said Atem. It really says Osam, but we read it as if it says Atem. And we darshan from those three times Atem when you're Mekadish l'chodesh zafilu shogigin, even if you made a mistake b'shogig. Atem afilu mezidin, even if you made a mistake on purpose. Atem afilu mutotin, even if the Edom came and were mata the Bezdin by being made a shekah that they saw the moon on the 30th day. So Rabbi Akiva said, you don't have to worry about the chilul of Yom HaKippurim, because Rabbi Gamliel is Mekadish L'Chodesh based on his assessment, and that's it. Then it becomes the new moon. So that's where Rabbi Yeshua responded to Rabbi Akiva, Akiva, nichamtani, nichamtani. You've provided me with a sense of nechama. So he said, Akiva, nichamtani, nichamtani. That's a question. This in the end of Maseches Makos, Rabbi Akiva also gave nechama, and it said double lashon. But over there it said Akiva nichamtani, Akiva nichamtani. When there were the shualim that were going by the Harabayis, and Rabbi Akiva says, oh, if I see this prophecy was fulfilled, then the next prophecy will also be fulfilled. So they said Akiva nichamtani, Akiva nichamtani. Over here it's just nichamtani, nichamtani, but it's still a double lashon. So why do we have a double lashon? So the Marsha explains. He was menachimim that tem afilu mezidin, that even though he knew that the din is not like Rabbi Gamliel, but since he was mekabel Rabbi Gamliel, since they were mekabel Rabbi Gamliel, that is the din, and he was menachimim Rabbi Gamliel himself at tem afilu mutain, that there was a double nechama, that you're menachimim for what I'm doing, because for me it's afilu mezidin, because I know that it's wrong, and you're menachimim that Rabbi Gamliel is not doing anything wrong, because at tem afilu mutain, for him he's making a toast, for him it's not made. It. Or he says that the Aruch Lener explains that that nechama is always b'keflayim. It's nachamu nachamu ami. So we always have nechama b'keflayim. And he says nechamtani is that I'm not going to be doing an iser to mechal yom kippurim on the day that I think is Yom Kippur. And nechamtani that you taught me that I'm mechuyev to celebrate the Rabbi Gamliel's Yom Kippur based on the mitzvah satorah. So if I celebrate my Yom Kippur, it would be a violation of Baltosif. So that was the nechama b'keflayim. time that you provided me not only with the ability to not mistakenly keep my Yom Kippur, but to make sure that I do keep Rabbi Gamliel's Yom Kippur, which I'm obligated to keep. So that was the double nechama. Okay, says the Gemara further. Bolo way to Rabbi Dosa ben Rukinus. So the Mishnah said they went to Rabbi Yeshua, went to Rabbi Dosa ben Rukinus. So Tanu Rabbanan, because Rabbi Dosa ben Rukinus was the first one to point out that Rabbi Gamliel is in fact mistaken. Tanu Rabbanan, Lomel was Parsha Shmosim Shalsum Zakenim Alalu. Then the Mishnah went on to say that we don't mention the names of these 70 Zakenim. So the Brisa elaborates. Why don't we mention the names of the 70 Zakenim that were along with Moshe and Aaron and Nadav and Aviyu? Shlo Yomar Adam Ploni ke Moshe va Aaron, Ploni ke Nadav Aviyu, Ploni ke Eldad and Medad. We don't want anyone to come along in the later generation when a Dayan says something and say, what, is this Dayan like Moshe and Aaron that I have to listen to him? Is he like Nadav and Aviyu? Is he like Eldad and Medad? And that's why we don't mention the names of the Zakenim. So you could say, you could tell the guy that it could be. You don't know who those Shivim Zakenim were. Maybe the Dayan in your generation is exactly like some of those Shivim Zakenim and is no better than them. The Marsha points out that even though all Shivim Zakenim were Nevi'im, but the fact that it doesn't say their names is making a statement to us, and it's telling us that in each generation you have Dayanim that are Ra'oi for that generation. So now the Brisa brings another Raya, that in each door you have to listen to the Dayanim of that door. Vi'omer, and the Pasuk says when Shmuel was giving Tocha to the Jewish people, Vayomer Shmuel Elam, Hashem Asher Ases Moshe Ves Aaron, Vi'omer, Vayishlach Hashem Yishu Baal Ves Bedon Ves Yiftach Ves Shmuel, and how they saved you from your enemies. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu did Nisim through these six Zakenim, Moshe, Aaron, Yerubbaal, Badan, Yiftach, and Shmuel, as if they're all like in the same category. So why did we put all six together? Yerubbaal is a Gidon. Goloma Nikra Shmo Yerubbaal. Yerubbaal is Gidon. Why is he called Yerubbaal? Shasa Meriva Imabal, because he went and destroyed the Avodah Zarah of Baal at the Mizbeach of Baal at night when the Jewish people were worshipping. That's a story in Sefer Shoftim. Bedan Zeh Shimshon. Goloma Nikra Shmo Bedan. Da'asi Midan. He's called Bedan because he comes from Shevet Dan. Yiftach Kimashmo. Yiftach is Yiftach. We know the Shofet Yiftach. V'omer, and the Pasuk says Moshe Aaron b'chalav v'Shmuel b'kari Shemo, that it says that they're all Karim al Hashem v'yah name. So you see that the Pasuk equates Moshe Aaron and Shmuel. So the fact that it says that the Pasuk equates them Shakal Hakasuf Shlosha Kalei Olam Kishlosha Chamurei Olam. The fact that we have all these six like lumped together tells you that the three Shoftim who based on the stories told about them in the Psukim do not seem to be on the Madrega of a Moshe and Aaron. They seem like Kalei Olam. They seem like much less Chashuv as far as leaders of the Jewish people. They are equated with the Chamurei Olam, with Moshe, Aaron, and Shmuel. Lomar Lecha Yerubbaal Bedoro Kimoshe Bedoro Bedon Bedoro Ka'aron Bedoro. And the most famous one, Yiftach Bedoro Kishmuel Bedoro. That's when Rashi calls it Chumash. The Yiftach Bedoro is Kishmuel Bedoro. That all of these lesser leaders, but they're the leaders of your time. There is you have to treat them as if they were the greatest leaders of all time. Even if someone is a Kal Shebekalim, but he becomes a Parnis Al Tzibur, you have to treat him like he's Nav Bezdin, who's the most chashuv person in the world. So lest you say that that's only by Nevi'im and by Malachim, how do I know by other Bati Din as well? V'omer uvasa l'kanim alavim v'lashofet asher yiyah bayom meim v'chisala al daitcha sh'adam alich yitzal adayin sh'lova yabiyamav. Why do you have to tell me to go to the Dayanim in your day? Can you, would I ever have a mina that I can go to Dayanim that aren't alive in my day? Ha'ilucha l'ilucha l'ela yitzal shofet sh'abiyamav. Pasuk is teaching you that you can only go to the shofet that was appointed in your day, and even if there are greater chachamim other than the shoftim in your day, don't go to them. You go to the shofet who is appointed. That's how the Rashash understands this line of the Gemara, because we're not meman parnis al tzibur alim kenim lachem b'tzibur tchila. You have to ask the tzibur who they want as their leaders. So the tzibur accepted this person as the shofet, and therefore you go to him, even if you know someone who's a bigger talmud chacham. You know someone who you deem to be a more appropriate leader, but you go to the shofet shubi amecha. Al tamar ma yashayam harishonim ayitov vaomer al tamar ma yashayamim harishonim ayitov meile. And don't say that in the good old days we had real tzaddikim. In the good old days we had real gedolim. No, you have who you have in your time, and they're empowered to be the leaders of that time. Not al makalu ma'osav biyado. He took his walking stick and his money in his hands, and he went learns from Gamliel in Yom Kippur, that was in his cheshbon. Tan Rabbanan, Kivin Shiro. So when Gamliel saw that he had come to him, Amar Mikiso Nishakal al Rosho, he got up from his chair and he kissed him on his head. Amar Lo Shalom Alecha Rebbe Vitalmidi. He said, Shalom Alecha to my Rebbe and my Talmud. Rebbe, Shalim Madani Torah Barabim. You're my Rebbe because you taught me Torah publicly. It's unclear when he did that exactly. We don't have a clear record of that. Rabbi Yaakov Emden wonders about that. Sifsei Chacham says that it's because Rebbe says in Maseches Makos that Harbe Torah Lamadim Rabosai Umechaveira Yoser Mehem. So the Matani Torah Brahm, just in our Torah discussions, Mechaveira Yoser Mehem, you always learn more from your Chaverim than you do from your Rebbeim. So he referred to his Chaver as his Rebbe. V'talmide Shani Gozer Alech Gzer V'atem Mekayma K'talmud. And you're my Talmud in the sense that you're so obedient like a Talmud. Ashrei Hador Shagdolim Nishma'im LaKatanim. How fortunate is the generation that the Gedolim are listening to the Katanim. Kal v'chomer Katanim LaGedolim. Because if the Gedolim give such respect to the Katanim, you can be sure that the Katanim will reciprocate, that they'll make a Kal v'chomer. So Kal v'chomer Chiyuvu. What do you mean Kal v'chomer that the Katanim have to listen to the Gedolim? It's a Chiyuv that the Katanim have to listen to the Gedolim. El mitoch Shagdolim Nishma'im LaKatanim Nosm Katanim Kal v'chomer Biatzman. No, when the Gedolim give respect, it's trying to say how to motivate Ketanim to listen to Gedolim. When Gedolim act with humility and they give respect to people who are less than them, that's going to inspire the Ketanim to want to listen to the Gedolim, because they're going to say, how ridiculous is this? This person is so much greater than me, is giving me so much kavod, and kal v'chomer, I have to give that person kavod. People respond in kind. It's a very important mussar that sometimes Gedolim think that they need to, sometimes people who are on a higher level think that they need to constantly be asserting their authority. That doesn't always work to inspire people to want to listen. They're much more likely to be respectful if they feel respected, right? That's the better way to motivate people. It's also interesting. He said, "Asher dar shagdolim nishma'im lekatanim." In the Sefer Lishma Bilimudim, he says it should have said "shagdolim shomim lekatanim." Nishma'im sounds like that which the Gedolim said is heard by the Ketanim. So he says you have to say the Lashon of Nishma'im is not a Lashon of Shmia, it's the Lashon of Avdus and Hachna'a, that Amalei L'shamei, that it's a Lashon of Hachna'a, or a Lashon of Asifa, Vayishma Shol Sa'am, that the Ketanim really should have been gathering together to go to the homes of the Gedolim, and over here it's the opposite, that the Gedolim are the ones that are following after, that are going, that are bothering themselves to go toward the Ketanim, and that shows of respect is what ultimately inspires the Ketanim. Okay, so Hadralach Yimein Makira. Now we begin Bez Hashem, the third parak of Maseches Rosh Hashanah. Says the Mishnah, Ru Bezim Kol Yisrael. If Bezim and all of Yisrael saw the Nimun, Nechur Edim, and they examined the Edim, below speak Alomer Mekudesh Ad Shechashecha. But they didn't get a chance to say Mekudesh until it was already dark. Harezim Ubar. Too late, they missed it, and therefore the day 31 is going to be Rosh Chodesh. Ru Bezim Bilvad. If only Bezim saw it and there were no additional Edim, Yamdu Shnayim V'Yidu B'fnei, let two of the Dayanim that saw it come and be made in front of the three remaining Dayanim, V'yomru Mekudosh Mekudosh, and then the Dayanim will say Mekudosh Mekudosh. But Ru Shlosha V'hein Beis Din, if only three people saw it and three people are the Beis Din, so you can't have two people get up and be made and still have three Dayanim left. Yamdu Hashnayim V'yoshivu Mechavereyim Eitzel Yachid. You get the two people of the three who saw it and let them be made and appoint two new judges to sit with the guy, with the third guy, V'yidu B'fneim. And let the two of the original judges be the Edim. V'yomru Mekudosh Mekudosh, and then the Beis will be able to say Mekudosh Mekudosh. Ein Yachid Neman Al Yidei Atzmo, because the Yachid is not Neman on his own to be Mekadosh L'Chodesh, so he needs additional Dayanim in order to be Mekadosh L'Chodesh effectively. Lamele Misin Ru Beis Mekol Yisrael. Why does he have to give me the case of everybody seeing the new moon? It's Rechsal Kadai Techamina Hol Veru Beis Mekol Yisrael Yiparsim Lavelo Liabrua Kam Ashmalan. I might have thought that if everyone saw it, so it became such a Dover Mefor. How could you possibly be ma'abr the chodesh if everyone saw it the previous day? So kamash milan that if they didn't say makudash, that's what you got to do. V'kivin t'tanalei, once the Tana said ru beizim v'kol Yisrael nechre edim lameli. Why does he have to add that they did the chakira se edim? Everyone was edim, so there's no chash sheker that you need to even be choker the edim. Why do they have to even go through the process? So achi ka'amar. What it means to say is that these are two separate cases. Inami nechre edim v'lo speak alom. Mekudosh ad One case is everybody saw it. Another case is no, only a few people saw it, and they did the chakira sa'edim. In either of those cases, if the Tana already taught me that it's all tali on the Beis Din speaking, and if they didn't get to say makudosh until it was already dark, why does it have to give the case of the chakira sa'edim? It's the same idea. So it's rechsal kadai tachamina. I might have thought chakira tavi chakira sa'edim kitchilas din, that the chakira sa'edim should count as the beginning of the case. Umakudosh makudosh ki gemar din, and the declaration of makudosh makudosh is like a gemar din. So belayla, so lekachi belayla, and therefore you could be makadish the chodesh at night because mid dava din imamnus, because the rule by din imamnus is titzran din imamnus done beyom gomrin belayla. As long as you start the case during the day, you can conclude it at night. So achanavi makachim belayla. So I would think over here, by questioning the edim during the day, you can conclude the case by being makadish belayla. Kamash mlan. That's why he tells me not that way. So ask Mar Vei Malchinami. Why not? Sounds like a good cheshbon. When is it considered like a chok that's kavua that cannot be changed? Be gemardin. That's only at the gemardin. V'kari le'rachmana mishpat, and we call the gemardin a mishpat, and therefore ma mishpat biyom, afachanami biyom. Just like the rule is that a mishpat must be during the day, so we hear also it must be done dafka during the day. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up at the two dots, five lines before the wide lines. Have a great day, everybody. Sure.